Welcome back to Backwards Plan with BNT, January 2024. Marie and I are thrilled that you are here and ready to dive into some work smarter, not harder, planning with us. This mini-series will take you through 5 days, 5 steps, and 5 minutes of quick and careful planning to ensure your next semester is organized, evenly paced, and dynamic. Welcome to day 4, Gateways and Essential Questions. Backwards Plan with BNT is sponsored by Happy Hour, where educators gather for extra servings of BNT, new resources, and bite-sized PD at just $7 a month. Happy Hour members enjoy 1 very happy hour of extra content monthly, a new resource collage, and access to all live coaching events hosted by BNT. This month, we're introducing Happy Hour Gold at $27 a month, unlocking everything from the classic offer plus instant access to our 5 ELA content workshop experiences. Dive into our workshop library with unlimited access as long as you stay. As a bonus for joining Happy Hour, we are sharing a custom PD log and tracker to print and place inside your planner. Professional growth is something that we so deeply believe in here at BNT. I mean, duh, it's why you're here in the first place. So we created this log to house the hours and the activities you spend strengthening your craft. There's a note taker, there's all kinds of beautiful graphics that are going to make your planner so stunning, and it's going to give you that record you need to get the reimbursement you need to get the professional development that you need. We're about to get started planning for day 4, but before you do, be sure to check out Happy Hour at bravenewteaching.com/happyhour. We can't wait to see you inside. All right, teacher friends, it is day 4, which means we are really deep into this backwards plan experience. You are starting to see your planners fill out, your workbooks are starting to get real messy, and whether or not your plan looks perfect, I want you to think about how much room you've given yourself in your brain to think about pacing, to think about the big picture. When we plan day by day by day, we start to build up this kind of exhaustion and panic because every day being a new day is just so much. So when we backwards plan, when we zoom out, give ourselves calendars, give ourselves the big pieces that all need to happen, it frees up space in our brains to be creative, to know, okay, I really do want to try this other thing. How much time do I actually have? How am I going to stay on pace in a way that keeps everything engaging, right? All of this is a contributor to your overall health and wellness as an educator and as a human being. So we are really glad that you are taking this chance, you are working with us and sticking alongside the process. Today, we're going to look at essential questions and gateways. And while we're not really going to go over what either of those two are, we're kind of assuming that you know what they are. And if you're new and you don't really feel like you've got a good grip on what those two things are, we are going to link plenty of resources and other episodes for you to get a handle on what those two things look like. Really, we want to focus today on the 1, 2, 3 of the planning experience of these three things. So number 1, I need you to go ahead and finally, if you haven't already, mark your start dates for each unit with the corresponding essential question and the gateway activity. So you already have the summative marked down. You've planned out your formatives and how many you're going to have. Before formative 1, right, how much time do you need in order to get from the start of the unit to the first time that you formatively assess the work in that unit? And then how does that correspond with the summative assessment from the unit before, right? So now we're doing a little bit more Tetris, right? You're trying to fit things in where they belong. When you find your start of unit dates, I want you to mark on there what the essential question is for the unit, because it's so important that that's front and center of your mind, because that's going to be the thread. That's going to be what we anchor our unit to. write down the essential question, and I want you to make space for at least two class periods. I guess I should say at least one, ideally two class periods where we are both introducing the essential question and doing a gateway experience. Underneath of that, go ahead and jot down P or NP, like planned or not planned. Or if you're using your Trello board, under your Trello board, create a label. Use purple for planned and orange for not planned, right? Whatever works for you. You don't need to plan them now. You don't need to write them now. We just need to know what they're going to be. We, in a couple episodes, we've talked about different gateway types. If you're in curriculum rehab, you've got a wonderful gateway activity bank of activities. Go grab that bank and just decide what you're going to do that date and what the essential question is going to be. That's step one. Then step two, right? Once you kind of decided on that, that's where you're going to really access your creative brain, right? Like if you are planning on doing three gateways and all three of them are written activities, maybe this is where you're going to make a slight adjustment and make sure that there is some variety. So step two is to ensure variety. Is there enough variety between your gateways that students don't feel like they're doing the same thing on repeat? As much as we want to template out the things that we do, gateways in particular, I think, are the most effective when they are relatively unique. So again, knowing when to be extra, when to be unique, rather than all the time trying to be that way, that's an important part of this process too. So use, again, if you're in curriculum rehab, that's the best place to go, is to use your activity bank. If you are not a curriculum rehab student, we're going to just go back to a couple of episodes to get some ideas. And if you're still stuck, just hang around on social media. Marie and I share that kind of information all the time. And number three, here's your last step for today. I want you to make sure that in that 1 to 2 class period space, you are marking down in your planner that there is time and space for students to answer your essential question. It is so important, as we're going to look at the EQ all unit, hopefully, right? We could talk more about that in other episodes and in other spaces if you'd like to, about threading that EQ through your unit. But it starts at the beginning of the unit. You need to have a baseline of what students think they know about that essential question from the beginning. There are several episodes, like I said, with ideas, but the basic gist is whether you're having them come up to the board and placing a post-it on a continuum of where they stand, great. If you're going to have them, and then you take a picture, right? Like you want to have evidence of where we started. Maybe they're going to write down their answer on an index card and hand it to you. Maybe they're going to answer a Google Classroom question. Whatever it is, it can be simple, it can be complex. That's totally your call. But we need to make sure that there is time and space for that initial question and answer phase. This is really important. And if we're rushing through this or we don't do it, it's going to make the rest of the threading of the question kind of difficult for the rest of your unit. All right, everyone, that is day 4. We are ready for tomorrow for day 5 to do some fun things and really flesh out the rest of this plan. Thanks all for being here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.